Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The Inn in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, Sup, nerds?
Yeah.
Heard on 107.7 in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk. Only longer and dumber, this is Nerd Talk Plus. Joining us today, the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington from the wasteland of Eastern Washington. He's our skin squash, but you're Montana Mountain King. He's finger blasting Brandon from the internet. Our littlest boy, big as blimp.
Oh man. I would love a blimp. I still would love a blimp.
I gotta tell you,
I wish I don't even have blimp content. It's not This Week in Blimp.
This Week in Blimp was actually Last Week in Blimp when a blimp flew by my house.
Oh.
We covered it extensively, I think, in the last episode. But yeah,
I didn't listen.
Thank you. Yeah. It flew from somewhere south of us, and then it flew by the stadiums, and I was like, it's going to come back around for the Seahawks game, and we're going to see it fly by. No, I just kept going to, like, basically Marysville. I was like,
All right. Yeah, do they have a, like, blimp radar? Like, you know how they have flight radar, so you can see, if you see an airplane, you can pull out flight radar, and you can see any airplane in the sky. I feel like blimp radar would be so much easier to make and maintain, because there's so much less data going on.
Well, the FlightAware is what I use, I think.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. And they definitely track blimps on that. So I definitely got that out to see where it was going and why it wasn't turning back around to come see me. Yeah. I kind of took it personally, Brandon, if I'm being honest, that they didn't come back around.
It's actually, it used to be tied to some little kid's wrist so that it didn't fly away. And then
gravy.
And then it fell off. It just kind of, you know, it was outside of Red Robin, and it just, you know, it just kind of floated away.
Outside of Red Robin, so specific. Last week,
Royal Red Robin burger?
We were like, hey, do you think we can get a ride on that? And Siege was very quick to be like, not gravy. I was like, well, yeah, someone's got to hold the blimp at the bottom, like the ropes.
There's kind of like the St. Peter of blimps standing at the door to the Goodyear blimp, where he's like, now what kind of things have you said about the blimp before now?
You shall not.
And he looks at Gravy and goes, no, you have to go to blimp.
There's a picture of him that says, like, next to the thing, like, nope. That's just what it says, nope.
Yeah. what would blimp hell be? It'd be like,
I think blimp hell
is... of an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's just a bunch of semi-trucks farting on each other.
Well, I think blimp hell is you just have to, like, hang out with us.
Yeah.
Let's talk about blimps.
Most people are like, we are currently in blimp purgatory. Pergablimpy? Pergablimpy? Wait, there's got to be some... Oh, wait.
Perglimp?
Blimpatory?
Pergigible?
Perigibles?
Dirigatory?
Dirigatory. That's it. Wait, I gotta write this down. Okay, dirigatory. Thank you very much. Yeah. That's very nice. Okay, great. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's on the road, everybody, but still in Florida. A meat vessel for gratification. We call his wiener a service animal. That's been updated. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants, but it also might be Spam Masubi. He's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Ni hao, Che Lama. I don't remember all that stuff. I don't have anything written down.
Do you usually have that written down?
Ni howdy, Wang Shang, hola. Ni hola, Wang Shang, howdy.
Yes.
There it is.
Wang Shang, howdy.
Nice.
Yes. Che Lama.
How do you know that?
Dude, it's his brand. He's curated this Chinese,
he listens to this pod,
Florida heathen brand.
And you're his Brandon.
And I'm his Brandon.
He has listened to this show more than we have listened to anything we say.
Well, what is that?
What in the world?
Is that coming from you guys? Oh, is that a plane behind me?
Here. Oh.
Yeah, something wild's going on that I heard a Mario coin. It was awesome.
Where'd that come from?
That was me texting Gravy. Oh. That was weird. You should probably mute your phone, buddy.
Yeah, should probably. Yeah, I'm trying to figure all this stuff out right now.
There it is again. Gravy responded. Well, not helping us behind the scenes because he can't get logged in. Not his fault, unless it's his ex-wife who stole the internet. Possibly schooling us at the end.
Wow.
Sean, Tasty Gravy, definitely not Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps what we even get right. You could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege's pants Masubi at nerdtalkplus.com.
I have a thing for this week,
Brandon,
of a person that thing. I talked to that listens to our show.
This wow. week in comments this, with Brandon.
This week in comments. So our good friend Kale, who we got to...
Kiki Dye.
Yeah, we got to destroy an evening, an afternoon for in Spokane when all six of us, the four of us idiots, and Kale and her boyfriend, Randy Domson. Right. Husband?
Sub-dummy.
Partner?
Boyfriend, I think. Boyfriend? Partner. Right. I think partner is the way to do it.
Lock that down, Kale. Come on. What are you doing? So she posts.
I like how it's her that needs to lock it down. That's amazing.
Well, let me tell you something. So this, it gets, that is exactly the point.
There's
of
like my... nine hot women in Seattle, and like you're like, hey, Kale, get it together, all right?
Well, so she posts.
How many tall dudes with a mustache are there in
she
Seattle?
She posts a picture of her and good old Randy. His name is not Randy. I can't be bothered to remember his real name. Oh, it's
his
Dom.
Name is Dom. It's Dom. Yeah, it's Dom. Right. Yeah.
Hence Randy Dom.
So right. she posts a picture of the two of them at a wedding and on Instagram, and I or like posted a story, and I responded to her. I said, I have a crush on your man, and because the best compliment that's ever been paid to me about my mustache was somebody randomly in the parking lot once saying, dang, what you feed that thing? I told Kale, hey, ask him what he feed that thing. And I said, I have a crushing man. She said, everyone does. He's such a stud. Every dude at this wedding was telling him how hot he is. I can't take him anywhere.
Yep.
And he's a Hall of Fame pitcher. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Right. Killed two birds.
He got his number retired.
So yeah, shout outs to Kale. Hi. I also saw that picture. I was like, look at this handsome couple. That's real nice. I like calling couples handsome.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah,
so
I just responded to them both and said, would.
Yeah. Yeah. All of his checks. I just didn't do anything because I far too often respond to things that people post and then think like they did not ask for my take on anything. And I'm just being a creep at this point. So.
Hey, what's up, creepy?
Yeah.
Oh, was that lightning out there?
Yeah.
Dude, this would be the best show in the world.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
As much as I would hate this so much, I would, if you got struck by lightning right now, it would make this.
Hell yeah. Dude, you missed it. So you did miss last week. I was saying last week I was going to unalive myself on the show.
Great.
For.
Okay, Jake Paul.
For clicks. I mean, I'm on a balcony. I'm on the 21st floor, so.
Yeah, but that'd be the lame way to do it. Get struck by lightning instead.
You guys were supposed.
Go no, all Benjamin Franklin
supposed
on
to
it.
Be here.
It'd be like the Great Outdoors, though, where the guy gets struck by lightning 76 times.
Drink your own pee.
And my ass is bare.
We mix those. The Bart the Bear. That's that's the bear that played that role. By the way, I know that for a fact.
Did they really shave his ass? Do you know that?
I don't know if they did.
Or was that a prosthetic bear ass?
But
what
has Greg
Great
seen a film?
Yes. I gotta find it. There we go.
I should replay that on my saxophone.
I can send it to you. You should absolutely add to it. That would be hilarious. If you could play harmonies to it or something, that would be so good. Yeah, I've seen The Great Outdoors. That's, or is that Uncle Buck? No, it's The Great Outdoors.
No, that's Great Outdoors.
My grandma took me to see it. She was very uncomfortable with that idea. But boy, did I love it when I was like 8.
Man, your grandma took to you to a better movie than your dad did for the first one.
What did my dad take me to? He took me to The Hunt for Red October.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Yeah.
The Hunt for Red October very much seems like a dad film.
Yeah. Top Gun and The Hunt for Red October, two films that my dad took me to, both of which I was like, I don't understand what's going on, but this is awesome. Yeah. So,
war.
Yeah, exactly. My dad, huge Tom Clancy guy, probably doesn't surprise anybody. No. But
I thought it was a huge Eastern Bloc guy.
He's, I mean, that's them's his roots. Yeah. So
true.
He hates the Russians more than he hates the Nazis. He's dead now, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah. But the Russians were more brutal to the Hungarians than the Nazis were, apparently. He's, to be clear, America first. Well, that's not how I wanted to say that.
Wow. But, wow. That's the way he would say it.
Yeah, like he immigrated here the right way, if you know what I mean.
The white way.
Excuse me, did I say right? I meant the white way. It's my bad, guys. Anyway, yeah. So, guys, I had a moment today where I was revisiting. It was based on one of the texts that we got in the group chat or something, but I was revisiting an idea that we had posed about a year and a half ago on the pod, where we were like, someone asked the question, would you rather get $1 million or $100 every time you jerk off? And I think immediately we were all like, $100. And it became like a bit of a meme on the show. So then I started to think about, if I were to lose my job and I needed to make that money back, how much private time would I need in order to do that? And so I started to figure, like, you know, you figure if you go once a day.
I stoiked it.
I mean, if that's what we're calling it now,
this is,
sure.
This is strokeotomy.
Strokeometry?
Strokeometry. How many fluid ounces to keep you in a house?
Well, I don't know about that. I didn't get there. Brandon, that'll be your job for today. But I thought about it. And if you
pull out the whiteboard
once a day,
how many houses can you fit in your mouth?
Better than other questions you could have asked.
How many houses can you fit in your mouth? And
there we have it, everybody. But if you go once a day, guys, for $100, and we're assuming it's tax-free because, you know, well, probably not at this day and age. But
we're men. Our reproductive systems aren't taxed.
Once a day, 365, no vacations, that is only $36,000 a year, gentlemen. And for some, that's a lot of money. And I, you know, in Seattle, to be able to afford to live in Seattle without a roommate that doesn't depend on you, like an 8-year-old that is your own, it's like you got to make $100,000 a year. And it's when you don't, from experience, it is really difficult to get by. So I started thinking, like, is this in order to make it 100K, you're going three times a day.
Three a day?
Yeah.
Easy. We got this.
If that was your full-time job, no problem. And then I started thinking about for women. Like, I don't think that women are programmed. I think most dudes are like, yeah, I got three a day. No problem. Just like, well, let's just do that. No problem. But I don't know if all women have three a day in them. I think they're wired a little more complexly.
Mm. If they were making money off of it, I know plenty that could triple that.
Well, so, what I was going to propose, though, is that we reverse glass ceiling this. We glory hole it.
So they get $1 million.
And it's like, we glory ceiling it.
What if women made
glass hole?
Ow.
What if women made the equivalent of, you know, if a man makes a dollar, they make 70 cents. What if they made that? We make 100, they get like 128.
Wait, for the record, we still get paid the going rate. They just get paid more.
They just get tips?
Instead of us making 70 cents on the dollar. No, we're not giving up any money. They can make more.
No, but you got to understand, it's because I'm lazy. I don't mind giving up the money. That's fine. I could easily fit a fourth into my day. No problem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's that I don't want to have to work outside of base 10. I just want it to be like 100. I need $100,000. That's however many that is, and we're good, right? I can't even do the math that I'm going on about. It's 1,000 times a year, right? $100,000 at 100 each is 1,000 times a year. Yeah.
About 3 times a day.
Yeah. And so I would prefer if it was us making 100 and them making 100.
All of us together.
Each of us for each of us. That's what it is.
Not collectively?
You're like, oh my God, dude.
In the same room?
Gerg, settle down, man. You've made $600 today. I mean, it's good for all of us, but dude, take a day off.
This might actually be what we need financially in order to level out the role and the power that like billionaires have in the world.
Yeah.
Because like it's one thing to be like, man, that billionaire got rich off of like exploiting the working class or whatever. It's another thing, like, so everybody looks at them like everybody's secretly jealous, but they're also like, man, that guy's got a lot of money, so I'm kind of jealous of all the money, but also what a terrible person probably. Versus like, man, that guy's got a lot of money. Ew. Like, it would kind of like bring them down. Like, it would kind of, I feel like, not that anybody has like a super high opinion of Bill, but like they would be way less showy with their money if they were like, this is how you made it.
Like, are you kidding me? You know how showy
we also
would be?
Know how Siege would be. Elon Musk.
I'd be flying one of those planes with the like banners behind it. I jizzed 4 times today.
You got to do way more than 4, brother. It's like,
oh man, I'm gonna be a 1%er. I mean,
Siege just got the breast pump of jerking off. Like, just like, he just hooks that sucker up and he's like, all right, well.
It's like the things that they attach to the cows, like to auto milk the cows.
Yeah.
It's the Jergens.
The Jergens bot. It's back.
Jergens Klinsman.
Jergens Klinsman is. Yeah. That's okay.
And here's me at the end.
Okay.
Jergens Clip Clop?
Is that the horse version? Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have horse.
Okay, well.
Guys, I was listening to... Yeah, all right. That's a dolphin. Is that what a horse sounds like? I was listening to a book. It's called To Shake the Sleeping Self. It's about a guy who rode his bike from Portland to Patagonia. And it's a memoir that he wrote. And anyway, so he wrote this book. And he's talking about the different cultures that he's experienced and stuff like that. And he's down in Peru. And while he's in Peru, he's talking about the... I can't remember the king's name, but it was like the god emperor of Peru. And he basically the Spanish conquistadors come down and they ask him to a meeting. All of the Peruvians, including...
Wait, is this bike ride in the 1600s?
No. He's talking about the culture and stuff like that and talking about his like own white guilt of like being in these places.
Oh,
and
okay,
like,
yeah.
Sharing the history, like, a little bit of like what happened there.
It's like one of those old-timey bikes with the big wheel, the penny farthing.
Penny farthing. Going up Machu Picchu.
From Ooh, this is very steep. To Patagonia.
That would be a very Portland thing to do. I'm riding a penny farthing down the PCT. But anyway, they talk about how these guys thought that the horses with the men on top were centaurs.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
It's because we didn't realize that vision was bad, right?
They just didn't have horses in Peru or like that part of South America at the time. And so when horses came down, they had never seen horses before, and then they saw people on top of them.
Now they see horses on top of people, and it's gone in a weird direction.
Only one penis in that way.
From Enum Claw to Tijuana on a penny farthing.
Tijuana Claw. There it is.
Enum Wana?
Enum Wana.
Okay, well... Yeah. Okay, what were we saying? Oh yeah, so you read a book.
Oh yeah, I just want to talk about how they talked about Centaurus. Like the book, oh, what was the book you want me to read because it's got blimps and baseball in it?
Yeah, Summerland. Yeah, Summerland. You should read that. It's really good.
Write that down. Yeah.
Yeah, it's real good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
I've started a new another Brandon Sanderson book.
Oh no. Yeah. Which one?
Isles of the Ember Dark, which I actually think it starts to get into some sci-fi. And because that's kind of the next phase of the Cosmere where he's taking it. And it's very good so far. I really like it.
Imagine if in blimp hell,
yeah,
it's us talking about blimps alternating between that and Brandon Sanderson.
So wait.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're just talking about Gravy's personal hell.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect. So recently I did a little Googling because there was a guy that showed up at a motorcycle race.
Gurgling.
Just gurgling, thank you. Doing a little gurgling on my the Gurgle app. What was our
on the Gurgle.
What was our turkey app called?
Gobble Spotter.
Gobbler or something like that?
Yeah. Gobble spotter?
Turkey earth?
Turkey earth. Gobble earth. That's what it was. That's what it should have been.
Gobble earth. That's what it should have been. Gobble earth. Yes.
So
that's it now.
It was the Hungarian Grand Prix, and there at the Hungarian Grand Prix, they have the only world champion. He was like basically the AAA world champion, though. What's that?
Was it Waddle Spotter?
Waddle Spotter, something like that.
I thought it was like we did a grinder joke.
It was Waddler. Waddler. That's right, Waddler. Waddler. Yeah, okay. With just the R.
Okay, something about Grand Prix guy.
Okay, so the MotoGP motorcycle Grand Prix, basically the AAA, it's called Moto 2 is the junior class. The only Hungarian to ever win a championship in a professional category, whatever, was this guy called Gábor Talmasi. And I remember that when I was younger, watching that and being like, oh, this is cool. My family's from Hungary. That's pretty neat to see there's a Hungarian guy. So he was at this race some 10 years after he retired now. And I was like, what's this guy's deal? And so I just kind of gave him the quick Wikipedia, you know, and just cruising through. We know he won these races. He did this. He never really amounted to much past that, this and that. And then it was like family. It's Gábor, his mom, his dad, and then his brother, Gergo, G-E-R-G-O, with a double dot over the O. And I looked up.
That makes it Gergo.
I looked up how to pronounce it, and it was like Gergo.
Wow. So what you showed us in your hand the other day.
Which episode was that?
That's 100 bucks. Make some Gergo. Yeah, well,
that is what I will be branding that from now on. Gergo.
You have to say it like that.
Yeah, the way
hey,
it
baby,
says it.
You want to see some Gergo?
I'm doing a little traveling here soon, and maybe I'll be able to show off some Gergo. We'll see.
Oh, man. I'm in a hotel. I should have showed you some Gergo. How would I get
Gergo? I would never believe you if it was...
Siegeman. First, that's what it is.
Siegeman.
If you were like, just kidding, it's shampoo, I would never believe you. There's no amount
he'd be,
of.
He'd be washing his hair, pretending it was shampoo. We'd be like, no.
I'm not gonna deny it.
So something about Mary. Siege comes out with Medusa hair.
Liberty spikes.
Guys, I have a note that just says unhappiness. That's all.
Oh, cool.
And I was like,
can't say unhappiness without penis. So.
And we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. I've got an important question for the pod. I wish Gravy was here to chime in on this, but this came up couple weeks ago. And I want to know if this is the worst Secret Santa gift idea I've ever had, because I think it's going to be pretty awesome. Remember how we were talking about clone a Willy? Were you?
Depends on who, but yes.
I want to know.
This is the worst.
Oh, I have so many questions already. Is it yours? Are you giving it to them to give back to you?
Everybody puts their name in a fishbowl. Okay. Then we draw names. It's Secret Santa. So you just send.
You just get a penis.
No, it's yours.
Oh.
You clone. It's clone a Willy. So you send yours to somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You receive a mystery
one,
penis.
But you don't know whose it is.
Correct.
Oh, this is fun. Mm. This is fun.
You're like, as long as no one knows it's mine, then it's okay.
Is this what we're doing for the show?
I mean, it might be cost prohibitive.
The holidays are coming soon.
When they're over, do we say they comped, or what is that?
Yes.
Brandon, we came up with a past tense for to come is now, I say it's, instead of like, I came. Yeah. I was like, that's not how you're supposed to say it. It's supposed to be I cummed.
Yeah, yeah.
And Siege insists that it's cumped. So there's a P in there. And
it's like a nice cump.
That sounds like that is the, that's like.
I took a cump. That's so good. Big old cump. This is all going. We can't use any of this.
No.
I took
it's perfect.
It was awesome.
Wait. But wait. The past tense of cump is cumped. So you still cum.
Sure.
Perfect.
Anyway. How many listeners do you think we could get involved in the Clone a Willy Secret Santa?
Think,
so that way, not just the four of us. Yeah. So it really adds some mystery.
I was thinking it'd be great to get like we don't have any Nerd Talk merch, but I feel like it'd be great to
we tried
to put on like one page website on nerdtalkplus.com and have it just be you can find all of our social media, and then you could go to the shopping page, and on the shopping page is just four penises. You don't know who's this, not like obviously not the actual the ones, but the Clone a Willy version.
Yeah.
And then people now this is where, remember when we got really into statistically who was the funniest on the show?
Maria.
How would it feel if you knew that yours was the worst selling penis on the website?
What happens if there's overlap? What happens if you're statistically not funny and have the worst selling penis?
I feel like, I mean, we know too much now to know that, like, if I was like, okay, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to order all four collectible items and get them, and then I just have to measure the circumference of one to know if it's Greg's. Oh,
to get the girth.
Yeah. Oh, that's girth. Yeah,
that's girth.
Oh, that's sad.
No.
Also, like a mystery bag, if you could have people just order and they just get one random clone a Willy from us. Just like,
it's like the mystery the mystery kits, like the yeah.
Right, exactly. And you're like, I would prefer not to have Liverpool, but you can, so
I don't like.
Yeah. Okay, so worst Secret Santa gift
best? It's amazing.
Amazing. This is awesome. Yeah. This is awesome.
I've had a lot of good thoughts recently. Have you noticed that?
That's like, a very good one. That is a very
I
good
love
idea.
That.
Like making a career out of our, whatever you want to say, from cumping, and then Secret Santa, Clone a Willy.
Oh, man. It could be called a cump truck.
Big cumper.
They make those. Big cumper. Side Mickey Mantle.
Yeah. They're not playing tonight when we're recording
it's,
this.
It's like, so the most, it's like the most baseball thing in the world for be like, the most home runs hit by a switch hitter. Yeah. It's like, okay.
On a Tuesday. On a
Tuesday. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Between 70 and 74 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, baseball. Like, baseball is the proof that you can manipulate stats to be whatever you want.
Yeah.
Also, I don't understand any baseball stats anymore. I'm not here to complain about baseball.
Yeah.
It's fine. I can't understand XG in soccer, let alone what WAR is in baseball. I don't even know if they're still looking at that, but they were like 10 years ago, and I was like, I'm out.
I think like teams like the Seattle Mariners, where you don't have a lot of other statistics going for you usually, stats like that are like, oh yeah, bro, but his WAR is really, really good. Like people trying to make a case, and I'm not disagreeing, but like people trying to make a case for like Cal Raleigh as MVP. And, you know, people write like outside of his home runs, what's your statistical case to make Cal Raleigh the MVP? And then I saw my favorite comment. Yeah, his big old cumper
measure
the
measurement around them.
My
hips.
Favorite response to that, because it was like,
that's Kirk-Earth.
Somebody said outside of home runs, what's Cal Raleigh's case for being MVP? And somebody was like,
expected
somebody responded and said, outside of the exquisite steak, why was this dinner any good?
Yeah.
Hey,
he only plays the most important position on the field, not to get into baseball talk.
Do you have girth if you are, it doesn't matter what gender, but I would say a lady, and your butt is the same size around as it is from your inseam? Like, is that girth also?
No, I think it has to be a combination of, this is going to sound disgusting.
Yeah.
But just perfect. Be ready to mark it. opening to depth.
This is going to sound really misogynistic.
But don't worry.
But it's going to make me look really good. So like, reverse Girth. So what would that be? Girth.
It's just concave Girth. Is that what we're talking about?
It's
like
it's
a negative cube.
It's Girth cubed.
Yeah.
All right.
The negative
it's the
mass.
Circumference.
Oh my God.
Remember about 6 months ago when the show just became us talking about like
your penis,
dicks, and the things that they produce? Well, like, I mean, I'm writing it down. So, no, don't autocorrect, please. Just go ahead and go back to what it was. That's not necessary. Thank you, Google.
Also, the person with like the most outstanding girth should be called circumference.
Circumference. I think technically right now I am circumference.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Circumference.
Here's a non penis related story. I was in a Zoom meeting. I told you guys about this earlier today, but I was in a Zoom meeting, and it's for this like new group of people. I don't know. It's like something at work, and
it's like ICE or something. I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah.
I just
they're like, who's joining? And I was like, well,
hey, pretty good.
I'm available. So
just for the record, ICE. That sucks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, but it, as an icebreaker, you know, they have those poles. they have the poll. They have those polls that you can do online where they, you know, they say everybody go to this thing on your phone and we're gonna put the poll up, and everybody writes down the thing on their phone, and then it shows live results of the poll for this group, right? So they ask the question as an icebreaker. They're like, what are you really into right now? And the first person, like, it formed a word cloud out of everybody's answers, but before there was any answer on the board, the first word up was sumo.
And I wasn't even in this meeting.
I stopped. I like literally, I was looking at my phone. I'm like, what am I into right now? And I like look up at the thing and I see sumo, and it's just sumo, the only word up there. And it hangs there for like 9 seconds. And I stopped. I put my phone down and I started scrolling through. I was like, how did Gregor get access to this very specific Windermere group?
Word number two, comp.
Like, if you told me that Kump was the name of some like weird Scandinavian Christmas Saint Nick alternative, I would believe you.
Or like an Indian agent from like the late 1800s that was like busy just decimating the Native American population. Oh,
yeah.
You mean General Kump? Yeah, I know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, spreading the white seed.
I had one story that was not penis
those
related.
Blankets don't have smallpox.
Nope.
I tried to get us on sumo and just right back into right back in
the it is day two as we're recording this of the September tournament. Yeah. Sumo tournament, so they're back in action. I am. I don't really have an opinion yet on it, so next week I'll be able to share more about how it's. I'll just say Daisho, pretty incredible day one. He looks like he, you know, he's back from injury and it looks like he could be pretty good. So,
okay,
all right.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome.
I have a guy that you guys should follow on Instagram.
Uh-oh.
He was the former bachelor in Australia. His name is Luke Bateman.
Okay.
And he is everything that you hate about country artists. You just look at this guy and you're like, that guy sucks.
Okay.
And then he starts talking about books.
Oh, I've seen this guy.
This guy, yeah.
He's built like a linebacker.
Yeah.
And he drives.
He's built like that muscular kangaroo.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Jack's kangaroo, that's who he is.
He did the book review of
what was it? The Milk and yes. Milk Factory or yes. something. Yeah.
This is how I know him, is because you sent it to us, Brandon.
The Milk Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, something
about the
like
Minotaur.
The Morning Glory Milking Farm.
Yeah, where she went to get a job at a milking farm. And
don't make that face. You know you would do it too.
I mean, no. we have a joke about me making $200 for completion.
So based on the fact that this guy is so handsome and like built like a linebacker and Australian sitting in a tractor, and then the book review is for a book called Morning Glory Milking Farm, where the cover is a centaur. Like, it looks, it's Beauty and the Beast, but it's a centaur, and the book is called The Milking Farm.
Yeah, that's centaur.
I was
finishing.
Like, this has to be satire. Like, this has, and then I like watch through the rest of his. I'm like, no, this guy like legitimately loves fantasy books. Like, he loves, not like weird, not all weird fantasy books, like he will review all these sorts of books. But then I was like, I think he legitimately read and enjoyed that book.
It's all from his tractor.
Yeah.
Where he drives a tractor for a living, runs his own business, but he drives like a farming tractor. And like, I just can't get over it. The guy's got, he looks like Lou Ferrigno. I mean, he's like got gigantic hands.
He looks like handsome Shrek.
That's what I saw that in the comments.
Whoa,
and I was like, yeah. Agree.
Was that Brandon's comment?
Maybe.
I wish. I didn't even see that. But well, beat to the punch. The did you guys ever, maybe this was like just my the area that I grew up in, the time that I grew up, but did you guys have a period of your youth where you were like super into Australia?
Super into Australia?
Yeah.
Super into Australia.
Like, I feel
no.
like I know so much about Australia.
I mean, because of Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, for but
all of
but
a sudden that, everybody was into.
But
Australia.
That's where different. That's where the difference in age between all of us plays out. Like, yeah, we thought Crocodile Dundee was awesome, but it made me want.
You had Steve Irwin.
Yeah, that's probably what it comes down to.
I mean,
really?
I also watched a lot of dad movies because that's what my dad watched. You know, I'm like also very into old Clint Eastwood movies.
Okay, so yeah, that's how you know about Short Circuit and right, stuff too, right, though, right? Yeah, it's like
true.
Yeah, okay, so it must have been Crocodile Dundee because he was such a badass. Despite the fact that, like, you look at Paul Hogan now and you're like, there's nothing really. Like, he's not like a leading man material.
No, he's just like in his 80s with pierced nipples.
Allegedly.
He's the guy that's like drunk outside of the club at 3 a.m. trying to pick up on whoever's walking out.
Yeah. Oh, that's annoying.
Well, you can do that?
I'm pretty sure that's like going to the fish hatchery with a net outside of it.
When I was 21 or 22 years old, I remember being so drunk outside of like the college bar. Just
seeing
like,
Paul Hogan and being like, I would.
Who's going to make me a sandwich? That's just what I was yelling at the top of my lung, giant mohawk, just yelling about sandwiches.
You haven't changed a bit.
Embarrassing yet fond memories. No one ever made me that sandwich. I got lots of laughs, so that was fun.
Nice.
Oh, look at that chauvinist. That's pretty
what? So, you guys, so you think that the amount of, that I know about Australia was because of like famous Australian people?
I think part of it is that you're a sensitive guy, mm-hmm. and so when someone shows a koala bear being all stone and needing some hugs,
oh, chlamydia.
No, we didn't know that part at the time, but like. But like you see that cute koala bear, you're like, oh, I want to save koala bears or whatever. Yeah. I want to hug that.
Yeah.
And then people are like, was that a swear? I just need to make sure I marked it.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
No, that's okay. It's a weird choice for a koala, but all right.
If you could power a blimp, an Australian blimp, with Australian chlamydia. Instrument, could you call it a dirigibly do?
Dirigibly
do. This Week in Blimp.
Dirigibly do. Can we get This Week in Blimp played with a dirigibly do? I can't even say the right word anymore. With a didgeridoo.
Dirigible
do. Dirigible do. A dirigeridoo.
Dirigeridoo? Didgeridoo.
Okay, I'm writing it down the best I can here, but well, it's a hard one. Gravy's not here to do this. See, this is crazy.
never mind. That would be
dirigeridoo. Yeah, it's dirigeridoo for sure.
Dirigeridoo.
Yeah.
Guys, I gotta tell you something. I've been helping edit this podcast that it's like professional, and they take it like really seriously. And I have to go through and like listen to the whole thing and remove like the little mistakes and stuff like that to try and make it. And I do an awesome job. I really am proud of myself for what a good job
I'm
doing.
You do. You're amazing.
But compared to our podcast, where it's just us talking over each other, like I barely get some of swears. And I'm, you know, like you guys made fun of me last week. We were like, yeah, sometimes you just, you know, you say you're going to delete something and then you just don't do it. Yeah. It takes me like, for a 45-minute episode, it takes me over 10 hours to do theirs.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm taking it seriously and trying to do a good job or whatever, but... yeah.
With the same amount of effort, how long would it take you to edit this show? Like, the same amount of
like
focus that
weeks.
You gave that one episode of that show.
It would take me 15 hours.
Wow.
Actually, that's not fair. I don't want to... There's a point
he doesn't
that
want to underestimate.
I don't want to share one point because it's about somebody that it's like that's it's not it's no one's business or whatever. But one person's
Brandon's a racist.
One person's editing takes a lot longer, and so none of us would fall into that category. So I bet you it would still actually be between 10 and 15 hours. It's just we go longer because we're usually over an hour.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it would take a while. It's just their show. There's like some components to it that take a lot more effort. And
dude,
so
the lightning behind you is so bananas. Sorry. The
behind Siege, who's in a hotel room in Miami with his back to the window on the 21st floor, and there's like a lightning storm going on.
I'm out on the balcony. There the AC's off right now.
Get absolutely struck.
Hell yeah.
please don't do that unless it's
but like in a cool way.
Unless it's recording.
Unless we're recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hope that I would actually get struck first and then the electricity would go through me into the equipment. So you guys would get the recording
before everything
times out.
That'd be pretty cool.
So you'd like, would you guys tell me, like, if you, like, saw, if, like,
like, in flashed, hell?
Like, you would see the skeleton, see the skeleton, like, flashing through my skin.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like the cartoons.
I mean, we would definitely podcast about it next week.
Yeah, yeah. So, the Dead Outside Dads podcast.
Which is definitely played on repeat.
Because you are outside also, so it works in so many ways.
Oh. I didn't know you were outside, dude. That's crazy. You're crazy.
Oh, yeah. I'm out on the balcony.
Imagine what the other people in the hotel are hearing. That's so cool.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
The didgeridoo.
That's what I'm saying. Let's see. Is that, can you see? Yeah, there's downtown.
The koala.
Do you think, like,
that's Fort Lauderdale right,
like,
there.
Young Australians bring, like, their first didgeridoo home? Or their first didgeridoo.
They fly it home?
They bring their first didgeridoo home, and it's like all the Australian parents are like the way that American parents are when their fourth grader brings home a recorder, except...
Oh, great.
But it's like...
Well, what about that spinny one with the telephone one that he's always like, I got to make a phone call.
It's just like a didgeridoo is just a dubstep recorder.
It's just analog dubstep, dude. Analog, come on.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That's awesome. So I think I never was like obsessed with Australia because my family didn't travel. And so it wasn't something that was even like, it didn't even exist. I thought going to New York would be impossible, let alone going to Australia. That was just like, it was almost like not real, like going to Tatooine or something like that. It just didn't really even exist.
Have you ever been in New York, Greg?
Yeah, I have actually. No, I didn't go till I was... Wow. 30 something for the first time.
Damn. To New York.
That's Greg made $100 there. I don't think I have actually. No, I definitely have. Yeah. Never mind.
Wow.
All right. Well, yeah.
Listen, if you're traveling, you have to make $100 wherever you go.
That's, you know, when you go with a wife, it's you. I think the goal is to make the $100 not on your own.
Yeah.
And then it's like, then you don't get paid. That's not. Can you imagine that?
What if that was a third option? You could make $1 million.
You have to
but
pay.
Never,
you have to pay for that.
Well, that's already an option.
You pay your wife for sex? That's
no,
so
no,
cool.
not. I mean, like, not with my wife. It'd be a lot easier. No, like, what if like the options were, you know, you get $1 million now, but you never get to jerk off again. Or you get $100 every time.
No, wait, whoa. It wasn't that you don't get to jerk off again. Whoa. That wasn't the condition.
I think that's what it was. I think it was $1 million or never jerk off. Or $100 every time you did to completion.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
It's so much easier decision now. It's
or.
Like,
yeah.
Or if you had sex, you got like $25. I feel like people would be like,
man,
hey,
you got $25
if
you,
if you and your
sex?
Spouse, like if you and your spouse were like, hey, should we? You'd be like, we'd make more money if we just did it ourselves.
Wow.
It would like you think that we have like a reproduction problem now. Wait till it makes more financial sense.
Okay.
To not have sex.
If you're married, is the bet off the table then?
No.
I don't know. We got to ask the government. I'm assuming that's who's paying us.
Listen, gravy's not here. We can't ask the government anything.
No blimps, no f***ing off. I don't know why he's the bad guy at this. Sorry, gravy, you're the best.
No, it's just fun. It's the bit. He loves it.
I'm really, I don't know what to make of this because, yeah, I would way rather have, no, my spouse would way rather have $100 than me.
Right. So this might be bad.
But if you make your own $100, you can in turn go and give that $100 to somebody else
in Japan. Or wherever.
Or here. Or in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
The glass hole.
We could just go to Cedar Frogs down. Oh. You guys, there's a Taco Bell cantina downstairs.
What does that even mean?
You know? Do you know how much? Do you know how much you could get for $100? It's a Taco Bell that serves alcohol.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Baja Blastaritas?
Never heard of
what?
This.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Am I blowing your mind right now? Look it up.
I was just Googling how to say hole in Spanish.
Yeah. How do you say glass?
That's not, I don't even worry about that. I did not know the whole time that the guy was playing for Man City, Kun Aguero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Means hole.
Really?
It's not how he spells it. A-G-U-J-E-R-O.
I was hoping it was going to be like
Aguero.
Hole.
Right? Hole.
Hole. Aguero means hole?
Well, I don't know how he spells it, but I don't think it was...
Does
Kun
mean glass?
Welcome to the Kun Aguero.
Kun means glory.
Well,
what does your name mean? Glory? Wow, man, Spanish names are so cool. Glory. What's your last name? Aguero. Oh, no.
So if you name your child, if he has a kid and he names his kid Gloria Aguero.
Yes.
Wait. Her name is Gloria.
Has anybody told him? Has nobody anybody checked on Kun Aguero's kids?
He like trademarks the name and then he starts making money off of all the Glorioles in the world.
All right. Kun Aguero, let's see. I'm looking him up.
Does he know?
He does have a son named Benjamin. So it's the Ben hole.
Benjamin.
He is married to Diego Maradona's daughter.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What? I didn't know.
Oh, so Aguero without the J means omen.
Oh, okay.
Omen hole.
The Aguero Aguero?
Or the whole omen.
Or it's for men, it's the O men. There we go. Sorry.
Oh.
See, I'm just looking through his family. You got Jessica Aguero. Mauritius Aguero. It's literally spelled Y-E-S-I-C-A. Del Castillo Aguero. Myra Del Castillo Aguero. Gabriela Del Castillo Aguero. And Diana Del Castillo Aguero.
Dude, it sucks that he doesn't have one of those cool Spanish names. It's like so long. Oh, he can't.
He does. It's
like a Brazilian who's got like 37 last names.
It's literally Sergio Aguero. Yeah.
Leonel Aguero del Castillo.
Yeah.
What does Kun mean?
Yeah, I don't know where that come from.
Wow. Welcome to a new.
It's actually
racism.
Pronounced Kumpf. It's Kumpf.
Kumpt.
It's Kumpf Aguero.
Should I just stop there? Should I just stop on Kun Aguero? And we're back. There we go. I had stuff to talk about, sort of, but also...
Ooh,
like,
what?
Well, did you guys see that they shot a Hellfire missile at a UFO trying to blow it up?
What?
Yeah, the U.S. government supposedly, like, it was last week, there was, like, what do you call it? Like, another panel that came out where they, like... What do you call it when you're, like... grilling the people from the military about what the hell is going on or whatever.
They got what is that called?
Like questions.
Like a tribunal type thing.
Yeah. Congressional
hearing. Like a congressional hearing.
Yeah.
It's just so fun. Like, I have such a problem with the word hearing because it's like, this is
it's hard to hear.
It's like the, what are you going to do? Well, we're going to hear him. So what are you going to call it? We're going to call it a hearing.
We're going to ing it.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're hearing. I'm hearing him speak.
We're going to hear it. We're going to hear him talk.
What's the name of our Master Cheeks? Is that our group chat? I'm going to send this to you guys via text.
Master with a U.
What's the most like, what happens? We discovered aliens. Awesome. What'd you do? We try to shoot it with a missile.
This is what I'm saying, man. It's like
that's
crazy.
That's like the most Florida reaction for anything.
It's like such an old school reaction.
Wow,
it's such
science. Oh my gosh. Extraterrestrial life. What'd you do? We blur it up.
Yeah. I mean... What if it shoots back, you know? So, like, I sent it to you guys, and it's awesome. This never-before-seen video of a UFO, this is from Futurism on Instagram, was provided anonymously to a problem. Anonymously to a member of the House of Representatives UAP, that's the Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Caucus. That's the word, caucus. Were you, did they comp at the caucus? The caucus comped. Who then played it during a public hearing. It shows an Air Force MQ-9 Reaper drone tracking a so-called orb off the coast of Yemen last October, until a second Reaper fires a precision Hellfire missile at the unidentified anomalous phenomenon. The strange object took the hit and was momentarily pushed off its trajectory by the missile, which also appeared to cause some debris to eject before correcting course.
Comped.
Man. It comped and left a trail behind it.
It's comp marks.
But
snail trail. Comp marks. God damn
it. So the footage is wild. Maybe Siege could share it to our social media or something like that. But it's like, I mean, this thing's flying high speed.
Cump trails. Changing our atmosphere, man. Controlling the weather with the cump trails.
Literally seeding the clouds.
Talking about nerd talk, yeah! Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.